I'm Tina Andrew, and you are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson. I had the opportunity to be backstage with Jaime de Anda and other musicians to capture an interview with him in regards to his music career, his background, and the success that he has had over the years as a Conjunto Antijano musician.
Hi, this is Jaime de Anda. Just want to say hi to all my fans out here. I mean, it's great to come back, you know, Tucson.
Well, let's rewind back a little bit, because I'm always curious to know where an individual comes from, where their cultural roots lie.
My dad, he was a mechanic during the week. He played about 6 on weekends. And I'm there, you know, as any other kid, sitting there listening. And that's a lot of music, you know, you're listening, you're hearing polkas, they're playing rancheras, they're playing cumbias, they play boleros. I had to be at least 4.5, 5 years old. And my dad had a shop during the week. Listening to the radio, I had gotten 2 steel rods, and I started like playing drums in the office, hitting the phone, hitting the fan, till my mom told my dad, we need to get him some drums before he breaks everything in the office. And one day at the house, their drummer, she didn't make it to practice. And my dad said, ¿Qué está, mijo? And my dad's compadre, his name was Chema Sanchez. And he said, sí, de verdad, he plays. I said, yeah, let's test him. So they played a polka. And I started following the drums with him. How about a cumbia? Real simple, playing the cumbia. How about a bolero? You know, started playing the slow bolero. He told my dad, I think we should hire him. He sounds really good. And before you know it, the following weekend, I saw him packing up my drums. And they're like, no, you're going to go play this weekend with us. I saw the drum at 7. I told my dad, buy him an accordion. What? Show me you can play the accordion, and I'll let you know. So I went to my dad's compadre, Chema Sanchez. He didn't live too far from us. I told him, teach me a polka. And I remember the name of it because it's from a Tone de la Rosa. It's called a Totonilco polka. He showed it to me. And I was learning it. And every day, I was practicing, playing and playing every day. I had to learn 4 or 5 to prove to him that I was serious. Thanks to Chema Sanchez, he told my dad, I can teach him the real language. He's picking it up pretty fast. They started, we made a family band. Our first name in 1977, it was called Las Estrellas de Houston. And we had for about maybe 2 years. You know, back then there was hardly no one young. We were the first and only conjunto that started something. And it's crazy that now I hear that, you know, they tell me, you know, thanks to you that when you started back in the 70s, and that you kept going with it because it got us to want to start playing our own music, to want to learn the accordion, learn the bajo sexto and drummers. And today's music, well, now, everybody has the freedom to play and do all these creations. And I'm thinking, man, back then it wasn't that easy. But I'm glad that I stuck to my guns. I stuck to conjunto. I stuck with the accordion. I want my fans to enjoy the show when I come out and to remember and to say, when I went to see Jaime de Anda, we had a great time and great music. That's what I'm about.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, featuring Conjunto Tijano musician Jaime de Anda. To hear the full episode, go to kxei.org.